Welcome to another exhilarating episode of Villains on Vacation. As always, I'm Eric Skinkle.
I'm Wes Buxton.
And today we are going to be looking at a villain from a Disney movie, for all you Disney fans out there, that is not historically accurate. And this villain is a bit roly-poly, little lazy. He's got a pug for a sidekick.
His face looks like a vagina.
Yeah, it sure does. And he wears ponytails.
Two of them.
Yeah.
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 He's got pigtails, not ponytails.
Oh, true. Pigtails. Yeah. Sorry. Yes.
With the bows in them and everything.
Yeah. And sometimes he wears a giant mantle. Sometimes he doesn't. He's also a vindictive son of a bitch. We are talking about Governor Radcliffe from Pocahontas.
Oh, boy.
So let's dig up Virginia and get into this episode. Villains on vacation. Oh, they're all on vacation. Every villain is out of town.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that beautiful new intro by the one and only Eric Skinkle. That was amazing.
I enjoyed it.
Me too. I hope the listeners did as well. But anyway, let's get into our favorite part of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
The drink of choice. It's called Fool's Gold.
Yeah.
It's Merlot. Chambord. For the French people out there.
Oh, it sounds so douchey.
And it's topped off with raspberry and mint.
Yeah.
As a garnish. Yeah. So, it just looks like wine. And Chambord is extremely sweet. So, we're gonna try it out.
And for this villain who's just comes off as a pompous ass, this is like a perfect drink for him.
Yeah. If I was racist, I would drink this.
He just wants the
smells,
gold.
It smells super sweet.
He wants the gold that's not in Virginia. So, fool's gold.
Oh, yeah. Here.
Cheers. Right. Oh.
Oh, boy. We're one for five now. One for four on drinks. This is not my favorite.
I don't think it's that bad. It took away with the bite of the Merlot. And it leaves a little bit sweet, but it's not too sweet.
Sure. Yeah, it's just too sweet for me.
It's not as bad as the Lex Luthor in the sweetness.
I preferred the Lex Luthor. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, this one
has enough acidity. This is just... The Chambord just really, really sweetens it down. That's all I taste.
Oh, see, I feel like it's an unsweetened raspberry jelly.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of makes sense.
I've got a feeling it's going to not grow on me.
Yeah, we got two bottles of wine. We'll see how this episode goes.
At the end, we might just be doing it out of the wine without the Chambord.
Oh, aren't you fancy?
I didn't name it.
Anyway, let's get to our second favorite part of the episode.
That's right.
We actually have an audience submitted question, so...
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, people listened last time.
Right.
So, this week was submitted by the one and only Chris Shea.
Thanks, buddy.
And he made sure that we mentioned this in our episode, that it is soup season. And his question is, what is your favorite soup? And what would Governor Radcliffe's favorite soup be? Skinkle, I'm going to pass it off to you, man.
Yeah, it's fine. It's an easy one. I always like Italian wedding soup.
Mm.
Because it's like chicken noodle soup to an extent.
But Italian?
Yeah, and you get meatballs in it instead of chicken pieces. So
I prefer chicken.
I enjoy Italian wedding soup because then they have some spinach in there a lot of times. You can either put spaghetti in there or angel hair as the pasta. Or the pustine sort of thing, or little stars. So there's a lot of versatility in that soup that I like.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought about that.
I can tell. I'm more of just a tomato soup kind of guy.
Oh, that's like nothing in it. Nothing tomatoes. Wrong with that. That's nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
Give me a grilled cheese and tomato soup. Oh, I'm happy.
Okay.
That's all I care about.
Okay. Well, now we're on to Governor Radcliffe's favorite soup.
Yeah, you want me to go or
you? You can go first on this one.
So because, you know, he's a racist pilgrim.
Well, he's a settler. Pilgrims landed in Plymouth.
He still committed genocide. Yeah, right. I was thinking more of a butternut squash soup.
Oh, okay.
Or a pumpkin, any type of gourd soup.
Okay.
Do they have pumpkin soup?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. So it's something like that, just to keep in the theme of Thanksgiving and settlers, pilgrims sort of stuff.
Okay. Okay. I went a little bit different. It's because in the movie, in one of his musical interludes about being all about himself, one of his lines was that he wants his rivals to envy him and be jealous of him. So I'm thinking lobster bisque, because lobsters was a North America thing, and lobster bisque is a fancy soup. So he wanted to be as fancy as possible. Why be a peasant and get a vegetable soup when you can get a lobster bisque from a creature that's nowadays high class? Back then they were selling them to, or they were giving them to prisoners because there were so many of them.
You put a lot more thought into this than I did.
Yeah, well, that was in the last 5 minutes.
I'm impressed, man.
Yeah, so please, anyone that has a question, our Facebook page, Villains on Vacation, and submit your questions, because we do read them and we do enjoy them and we would like to have them on the show.
We like the engagement.
We do.
That or Twitter?
Yes. Villains on, at Villains on Vacay for Twitter.
Marketing. Villain Breakdown.
So this was a uniquer villain in the other past few that we've done.
Did you say uniquer?
I did say uniquer. It was a uniquer villain.
I don't think that's a word.
More unique than we have done in the past, because Governor Ratcliffe in the Disney universe only has two movies, where our past villains have had multiple storylines and various literature and mediums that they were in. And this was very concentrated. So we got the opportunity to watch the same movie, know the same things. Watching Pocahontas, we had some good back and forth with our comments. But we're going to break down Governor Ratcliffe right now. So, Wes, what are your thoughts on Governor Ratcliffe?
I fucking hate this guy. He just has a punchable face.
Sure does.
It looks like a vagina. His face does. With the double chin, and it just, there's a lot of flesh there.
I felt he kind of looked like the pug that is his sidekick.
Percy, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they don't spend a lot of time together in that movie either.
At all.
Yeah, that's too bad. Dogs are great. Anyway, he just, like I said, he's got a punchable face. He's super selfish. He has delusions of grandeur. He thinks he's this great settler, and like he's going to be this explorer that's going to find all this gold and then end up ruling England. So he's also an idiot. But the main thing just is that he's a racist piece of shit.
Yeah.
And I can't enjoy that in a villain.
He just wasn't a likable villain, in my opinion.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt. Yeah. What I enjoy about villains is somewhat relatable.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nothing to relate to with that. I mean, usually the villain is, they take the extremes of a characteristic, but he's just a piece of shit.
Well, let's be honest with this movie. He was just a side piece, because really he wasn't in it a lot, which we both noted.
Yeah.
That we were ready for our notes with Ratcliffe as we were going through, and we got mostly John Smith and Pocahontas through most of it, and Grandmother Willow, who is a freak.
Yeah, I think the real villain is just white people.
Well, let's talk about the beginning of the movie when the tribe comes back from their war with the rival tribe. And they're like, we'll have safety for our village.
Yeah.
What do you think happened to that rival tribe?
They wiped them out.
Oh, yeah.
Tribal warfare.
No one in this movie was a saint. Except for, like, Pocahontas.
Except for Grandma Willow.
Willow is a freak. She just wanted to watch everyone bang. Like, bring him back tonight. And then we'll really get into that spinning arrow stone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, she was a freak. She meant well. But I just feel like she didn't have her roots watered in a very long time, if you know what I mean.
We're going for the euphemisms here, baby.
Well, it's like at the end when John Smith is leaving, he finally got his blowjob when she did the colors of the wind to him.
Yeah, she made him see some colors.
Oh, absolutely.
God, this drink is terrible.
But when going back to Radcliffe, since we are villains on vacation that is our spotlight, he's just a vindictive, jealous person that likes pomp and circumstance as well. He likes the regality with his title and his position. The men were digging the trenches and setting up the fort, and he's eating chicken wings.
What did he say? He had a crack in his spine, which is why he couldn't dig.
And he's like...
So he's a liar, too.
He is, and it's all about he's above them.
Yeah.
And they don't mean anything to him. He's ready to make sure that the king notices him and his rivals are jealous. When he was wearing his gold stripper outfit walking down the stairs, that was the whole... That's basically his essence. He wants to be the center of attention when he goes back to England. He doesn't care about Virginia.
He doesn't even need a personality with how big he is. You're going to be the center of everything, fat fuck.
Exactly. And at first, I was looking at him like, all right, so he's a settler, so maybe he's a bit bigger. But he didn't do anything on the ship. He's just obese.
Yeah. Skips leg day. Definitely. If he does work out,
upside down triangle.
Well, that's usually how you want to be.
Yeah, but not
that swimmer's build, but
not this proportion.
He was more like an egg on top of a toothpick.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know how he was holding up this sword because you know those are heavy. They were made with gold and jewels and things like that. They're, and steel. Overall, I did not like him as a character because he's, in my opinion, very one-dimensional.
Yeah, yeah.
And honestly, a side villain, if you look at it. He's the central villain, but the other themes make it more important than his villainous. Mm-hmm. And again, with Disney villains, they always get killed. He just gets sent back to England.
That he does. They were trying to...
Growing up, when I see a movie and a villain that's a good villain doesn't have a good death, I'm a little disappointed. And I blame that on Disney. Scar gets eaten by the hyenas. The evil witch from Snow White gets struck by lightning and falls down a pit. Like, Disney villains have gruesome deaths.
Well, they're mainly based off of what?
Grimm
fairy tales? Mm-hmm. And they're always pretty brutal.
Ursula gets impaled by a ship.
Yeah, she does.
It's one of those where if a villain is really getting away with it, he's getting sent back to England and he ends up in the sequel. Still in a prominent position. He didn't lose anything.
Well, I mean, Walt Disney was pretty white and anti-Semitic, but I guess they were trying to give him sort of a pass because he probably was a white guy. I mean, that's what America was founded on. You know, they probably didn't think he was this big bad guy.
Well,
just doing what King James told him to do.
It always goes back to the victor always writes the history books in the end. And when it came down to the end, the settlers were the ones that wrote the history books. And we had a moment when we were watching the movie and John Smith does his first handshake with Pocahontas. And as you remember, I go, they had smallpox. But at the same time, the natives also gave diseases back to the settlers because both peoples had diseases that they were immune to or they built up the immunity that the others hadn't. Like the Europeans had the bubonic plague that they got accustomed to. They were the survivors. They have immunity built up for that. Natives had the syphilis and other diseases that they gave back to the natives or the Europeans.
It reminds me of the scene from Ace Ventura. They did not know of disease until the white man came.
Yeah, same sort of thing. It's one of those where your ancestors built up an immunity and your biology makes it so you're immune to certain diseases. And new diseases, you got to build up that immunity or you're going to die.
I don't really think they're immune to it. They just haven't been exposed to these diseases.
I'm not a doctor. I'm just going off of what I hear and what I read.
You've been reading about syphilis?
No.
In our Native Americans?
No. I've just...
Do you want to?
No, rather not. I feel like I get squeamish. I never watched ER because I got squeamish. I don't watch the medical shows because I don't like to see those. Never watched House because of that.
House wasn't that gory.
Yeah, the episodes that I had watched, they were like people bleeding out their eyes and things like that. I don't need that.
All right, we're digressing.
We are, but you know what? That's show business.
Yeah. All right, let's get into our next part.
Yeah.
So there's really only one story or medium they're in, which is the movie. So I think we can just skip that for this.
Well, I just want to make our audience know there was a Sega Genesis game for Pocahontas that Governor Radcliffe was the bad guy in.
Well, there it is. If you have an emulator at home, play some Pocahontas Sega Genesis.
I don't think it adds to his character development at all.
It can't take anything away. There was nothing there.
Right. He's there, and I'm sure you hit him a bunch.
Yeah. Anyways, let's go to the real world person that would play them.
Yes. So I did some research since he's based loosely off of a real life person.
You mean Governor Radcliffe was based off of Governor Radcliffe?
Well, Captain Radcliffe.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, I guess he was the captain of the ship. Maybe.
Yeah. And he went there with the group. He got sent back to England. And then he got sent back to the Virginia colony.
Mm-hmm.
And he replaced John Smith. I don't know the exact moment. So any history buffs out there that know it, don't start criticizing on this because it's very... There's some certain events
that this is not an educational podcast.
Right. I'm not going to dictate things like that. But he came back. John Smith got shot and got sent back to England, as in the movie, but it was a different circumstance.
Yeah. Because he probably was hitting on 14-year-old women.
Yeah.
Girls, not even women.
Right. Right. Yeah. So history is weird.
Yeah. Disney really took a twist with this one.
Yeah, well, they had
hey, here's this pedophile. We should make a movie about that guy.
I had to make it family friendly. Sell tickets. But really, the animators split between Lion King and Pocahontas. And they thought Pocahontas was going to be the bigger winner than Lion King.
Oh, yeah?
So that was the split in there. That's a story for another time.
Pocahontas is Emmy Award winning.
No, Academy Award winning. Well. But I believe Lion King is as well.
Probably.
Yes. I'm sure it is. And it's still
maybe best, we'll get though. Scar on this podcast.
It's on our list.
Yeah. Well, we have like 300 on our list.
Yeah. Yeah. But Scar is on that list.
Good.
But when it comes to Radcliffe, the real Radcliffe, when he came back, he tried to do a peace offering with the natives to a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
He was ambushed. 14 of the men with him got killed. He was tied to the stake in front of a fire and skinned alive with mussel shells.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Yeah, that has brutal salt built into those mussel shells.
Yeah, and they saved the face for last, didn't they?
Yeah, and they burned him alive.
Yeah.
Yep. So
what a way to go.
The Disney version of Radcliffe got a far better fate.
Because he, like you said, he was already based off of a regular person.
Right.
I went off of an actor who could play him.
Okay.
I went with Mike Myers in a fat suit. Yeah. Kind of like Fat Bastard-esque. Mm-hmm. He already has the British accent, so mm-hmm. I think he would just play him perfectly.
Yeah.
I don't really have any other explanation, but...
No,
I think, yeah, Mike Myers just...
I get that.
Yeah.
Because he has range. Mike Myers, when he does some serious roles, he does have range. He just doesn't do those serious roles as much.
He doesn't have many serious roles.
No. He was in Inglourious Basterds for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, and that movie sucked.
Yeah, it was not.
We already went in that digression, too. I don't want to get more into Quentin Tarantino.
Yellow subtitles against a white background. Come on, how can you read that?
It's time to go on a date.
So light those candles. Here we go on date time. With Governor Radcliffe, the Jabba the Hutt of Disney.
Well, Jabba the Hutt is the Jabba the Hutt of Disney.
Well, now he is, but back in 95, this was the Jabba the Hutt
of Disney. Yeah, touche. All right.
So, Wes, let's start with you. Where would you go with Governor Radcliffe, and how would that end?
Well, like I said, he's super selfish, and he has delusions of grandeur, and mm-hmm. and as you mentioned, he wants to be the center of attention. So I'm thinking he's going to take me to a TGI Fridays.
Okay.
And then lie about his birthday so that all the waiters and waitresses come and sing him, happy birthday and give him a little like mudslide or a little chocolate cake. He would probably also order a whole bunch of apps and like try and down them all to impress me, but it's just grotesque in nature. And like, I can't see anyone enjoying going on a date with this fucking clown.
No.
I mean, he's just gross in every way. But if it were to be a date, it would be at TGI Fridays, the butthole of restaurant chains.
Okay.
Hey, right. TGI Fridays, support us. do you have anything?
I do. So with him being the delusion of grandeur,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't have money.
He wants that gold.
He wants that gold.
I love gold.
But he doesn't have the money. So my thing is, for a date with him, it would be at a all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet.
Why Chinese?
Because those are the best buffets.
Yeah, but he hates foreigners.
Yeah, but he has a pug for a dog.
What the fuck does that have to do with
anything? Pugs are from China. So he doesn't have a problem with Chinese people.
I disagree.
I feel like he would go for his best bang for his buck at that point. So then he can seem like he's spending all the money and he can eat all he wants.
You know what's an even better one?
Hmm?
I just thought of this. Chuck E. Cheese. So he can like... He can get those gold coins. The gold
coins.
That he can play all the games that he wants.
That could be it, yeah.
He could act like he's rich, but, you know, you're at fucking Chuck E. Cheese's.
Yeah. True, true.
Yeah.
Because then you don't have to pay a lot for gold coins.
And you get pizza, and he's already fat as fuck, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that was my thing. In the movie, he's eating a chicken wing. Did they kill the chicken? I didn't see any chickens in their camps.
Hmm.
Was it a chicken or was it a turkey? Did they kill any of those? Are there turkeys in Virginia?
Yeah.
Oh, there are?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They're native to, like, West Virginia.
Well, there's a moose in the movie.
Yeah, that was fucking weird. That made no sense.
They're not New England.
No.
So, that's my thing.
Hmm.
Where did they get the chicken or the turkey from? At what point did they kill it? They brought it
from England.
And his butler person that came highly regarded, recommended.
That scrawny little guy. What was his name?
I don't even know.
Oh, man.
They didn't even bother to say it. I think they said it once.
We've been drinking too many of these Fool's Golds.
Percy the Pug got more name call-outs.
That's true.
Than that guy, the Smithers.
The Smithers of Governor Radcliffe.
That's what he was.
Excellent. Where are you going with this anyway?
I'm just following the riverbend. Like Pocahontas says. Just surround the riverbend. I got smooth pass, and I got the rapids.
You went down the rapids. I'll give you that much.
It's all right. This is what show business is.
Is it? Are we in show business now?
Sort of.
Hmm. Well,
like the ugly stepchild of it.
Since we're literally going nowhere, let's go to our next one, which is a social media presence. You have any?
I do have one for this.
Okay, I'm gonna let you take it away.
Oh, he would be a MySpacer.
Ooh, okay.
Because he would be building that up and he'd be so far behind that he thinks that he's got the best MySpace page and everyone's on Facebook or LinkedIn or anything. And he's like, well, if I just keep doing this, the king will notice me. And it's just the point of how he's so out of touch that he's a MySpacer.
Hmm.
Him and Tom.
Good old Tom.
Good old Tom. Everybody's friend.
Yeah. I went with, he would be one of those douchey guys on Instagram that's trying to be an influencer.
Oh.
And just failing miserably at it. Like, mm-hmm. he keeps going to all these places. He'd be like, hey, let me stay here for free, bro. And they're like, no, you have to pay. He's like, no, I don't have any money. I'll bring more people in. It'll be cool. I promise. Like, just let me in for free.
I'll give you exposure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think he's that type of douchebag.
I can see that too.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And next on the agenda.
It's what job would we hire them for?
Ooh, girl. Let me tell you.
Go ahead.
He gonna be my stylist. He's got capes. He's got a freaking like giant metal medallion.
Yeah, that's like a.
He's got tight pants. He wears pumps. He's gonna make me look good.
Don't forget his Iron Man suit from 1600.
Oh yeah,
that he got suited up in for the battle.
I mean, I wasn't as focused on that bit, but the top hat, it was great.
Smithers was there just like clanking it together. He was his Jarvis.
He definitely needed help putting that shit together.
Oh yeah, he couldn't do that because he can't touch his toes. And I'm pretty sure he can't see his penis, so.
I just imagine him having a tiny little
one. Yeah, oh, absolutely. And it's under that gut. Yeah,
you can't see that.
Yeah, and he's
not. You think he has diabetes?
Back in the day, probably. Well, no, there's not as many processed sugars, so I don't feel like diabetes was a main thing back then.
If you're still overweight, you can get it.
True. Salt.
What?
Yeah. They had a lot of salts in their meats.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, God. This podcast is going terribly.
I think it's going great. Having some great back and forth discussions.
Yeah, these fool's goals are flowing.
They are. And let's see, audience, we'd love your feedback. How did this one go compared to our other ones?
Yeah. Wait, you never said what his job would be.
Oh, I wouldn't hire him for a damn thing. He has he has no qualities that I want from an employee at all. He'd be the person that would mooch off at everyone else and then go, "This was my project. I did this."
Oh yeah, I hate those people.
Yeah, I'm not hiring him for anything, and I have that right to do that.
Yep.
For this section, he would be unemployed.
It's vacation time, Skinkle.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's the maize and turkey of the episode.
Ooh, that was nice.
Yeah, a little Thanksgiving.
No more meat and potatoes. It's the maize and turkey.
Absolutely. Now, where would you see Governor Radcliffe, Wes, going on vacation?
Well, so just to break things down again,
mm-hmm.
He's selfish. He's got delusions of grandeur. He's fat as fuck. He's probably an alcoholic. He's been sipping on these fool's gold for a while.
The entire voyage,
yeah.
He was sipping on these. Yeah.
So I have a place in mind. It's a mythical area, or more of a legend, maybe not mythical.
Okay.
And there was a movie made about it
A
while ago. It's pretty obvious. There's a lot of gold there.
Yeah, I feel like we have the same vacation
spot. Oh, no. Are we going to El Dorado together? Yes, we are.
Where else would he go?
Nowhere. It's just the perfect vacation spot.
For him, it is.
Yeah, he loves gold, and that's the city of gold.
Yeah. I mean,
you can hang out with Kevin Kline.
Again, he's a very one-dimensional character.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of places where you're going to... He has a one-track mind.
Apparently so do we.
Well, because we're following our...
We're on the same track.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, but so then, since we both have the same...
Right.
...place, who would you say he would bring?
Oh, this is a great one.
Yeah.
Well...
Maybe
not great, but I honestly think he would bring Hitler.
Oh.
He's just as racist.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Governor Radcliffe would just want to kind of suck up to him, kind of like what he does with King James.
Yeah.
And they could just go commit genocide in El Dorado with all the Eldoradians.
Yeah. Radcliffe gets his riches.
Yeah, it's just...
Hitler they could gets just, off.
With what?
From the genocide? I feel like...
Well, I feel like they both would.
Well, yeah.
So I feel like General or Governor Radcliffe would need that direction, and Hitler is going to give it to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because Hitler obviously wants to be in control.
Yeah, oh, he was a micromanager by the end of the war. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean that's what I went with. Hitler's Hitler, man. There's not much more you could say.
Yep, that's how that works out. Yep.
What about you?
So bringing along on vacation, he wanted one person's affection. He wanted King James. So my thinking is the only person that he really wants that he would enjoy their company would be King James. Because the other settlers were under him.
You don't think he would feel pressure to impress? No.
Well, if he's going to El Dorado, he's got the city gold already.
Touche.
So he can take that credit being like, I found this. This is now part of England's. Praise me. And King James obviously would be very thankful for that and give him any accolade he wants.
I'm trying to think, like, if Governor Ratcliffe found El Dorado and, like, had all that gold, would he actually even tell King James? Or would he just kind of take it for himself and be like, no, this is my land? Or he would tell King James and be like, no, I'm ruling this area.
No, because he doesn't have the army behind him.
Oh.
He doesn't have an army behind him. He's not an effective leader. He would go, this is for England.
Mm-hmm.
Now give me my title so I can go off and eat all I want with servants so I don't have to do all anything.
Turkey legs.
Right. He doesn't want to rule. He wants to get the accolades where he doesn't have to do anything. That's what I get out of that character. So he would bring him along and he would gladly give that to England. Not for the greater good of the country, but so he could get the titles.
Yeah, or the recognition. Yep. Yeah. I get it. That's a good one.
That's why that's the only person that he would want to see. Because remember, he even says he hates his rivals.
Mm-hmm.
They outcasted him. He said he's not a popular man with his peers. And that's why he ended up in thing. Yeah, I'm going to do impressions of our villains as we go along. Just wait for Hans Gruber. It's going to be great.
This could be great practice for both of us. I've always wanted to be a voice actor. But on the opposite end.
Yes.
Who would he hate to run into?
Mm-hmm. I kept it in the Disneyverse.
Okay.
And it would be Prince John from Robin Hood. Because Prince John is another one that has the power while his brother is away.
Yeah.
But doesn't actually have the power. Doesn't have the love of the people. He's not popular among them. He's trying to grip to that power as much as possible. So it's one of those where they mirror each other.
Mm-hmm.
And when you mirror somebody, you don't want to see them because you usually hate the things that you hate about yourself.
Yeah, I said that last episode.
Yep.
Everyone hates themselves.
Yep. So that's why I went with Prince John.
I went with a more, I guess, real, well, I don't want to say realistic, but...
Like human?
Yeah, more real world person. And that would be Sitting Bull.
Mm.
Sitting Bull was a badass.
He was.
And if Ratcliffe saw him, I think Ratcliffe would just shit his pants. Because he knew if he saw Sitting Bull sitting up on his horse ready for war,
mm-hmm.
he's going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if he was in El Dorado, say there's a bunch of rides...
Yeah.
Other stuff. I feel like Sitting Bull would just kind of follow him around and just stare at him. No, doesn't say a word.
Right.
Just intimidates him. And he's like, you know, he's like, oh, I'm going to go on this water slide. Sitting Bull's staring, shaking his head. He's like, no, you're not. You're not going to fucking do that. And then Ratcliffe's just like, oh, God damn it. Cause,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, honestly, any Native American that Ratcliffe saw, he would hate to see anyways. Because in this movie, he was ready to shoot all of them without a moment's notice.
Yeah, just talk your differences out.
Right. Yeah. That's what Mother Willow was saying, Grandmother Willow.
Yeah, why you keep calling her Mama?
I don't know.
She ain't no Mama. She's your Grandmama.
She's been there for a while.
Yes, that's an old fucking lady.
Yeah, bring John Smith back to the stump.
To the stump. I wish I could talk to trees. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And if they had that old lady sass...
Oh, yeah.
Old woman sass is probably my favorite.
Yeah. She wasn't taking any shit. Yeah. Those Irish guys were coming in. I'm like, I'm going to trip them, and then I'm going to spank them.
Grandma Willow is the opposite of okay boomer. She's like, okay boomer, what's up?
Because let's be honest, if she wanted to actually hurt them, she could wrap her tentacles, or their willow
vines.
Her willow vines.
She's not an octopus.
Her willow vines around their necks and strangle them if she really wanted to. Mm. What did she do? She spanked them. She's a kink.
She's probably kinky. Into some BDSM.
Yeah, absolutely. She's a voyeur also. She's like Pocahontas, bringing boys back. Right here on the stump. What?
Voyeur.
Whatever.
Not a voyager. Not going on a voyage.
Yeah, you're just on a voyage watching this.
Yeah, okay. I guess that's an adventure.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, boy. All right, I think we're on to our final piece, and that is our final drink analysis review.
Yeah.
We have done some damage.
We've done about a half a bottle of that.
Chambord.
As the episode has gone on, I've lost the ability to say that word.
Yeah, it's
Charbord is what I've just called.
Oh man, it's I still don't like the drink. I think so. Actually, we had two bottles of wine.
Mm-hmm.
They're both Merlots. The first one was that we tried was a Perigord from Southwest France. And I think that was just, I didn't like that one because it was a little too sweet. And I think it was just because the Merlot was sweet with it.
Mm.
So it didn't really, there wasn't any complexity. It was just sugar to me. So I wasn't a fan. But then we also, after we finished the first bottle, we went to the second one, which is a...
As is tradition.
Yes, of course. A Laissez Fitch Merlot. It's a California Merlot. It was a little bit drier.
Mm.
And I think it balanced out the sweetness of the Chambord, and I actually don't mind it now. It could also be that I'm very drunk.
We've packed a couple of these down.
Yeah.
And from my perspective, I didn't have a problem with it in the beginning, and not in the middle either.
Just now you do.
Throughout it, I was having a good time. It's not bad. It's not something that I would go out of my way to drink.
You know, I could see this as a party punch.
Mm.
You just make a giant bowl of it
yep.
and just pour it in.
Got to make sure the proportions are right, though.
Yeah, and because I don't can really go know south what the proportion is supposed to be.
Yeah, we didn't get that on the recipe.
Mm-mm.
Just mix it the best way you could. But my final drink review was the garnish. I put it in there, and this raspberry...
That's been in since the beginning?
Since the beginning. So
it's been like 4 hours.
Yep. So I'm going to try this right now.
All right, let's do it.
I got another raspberry in here if you want one.
Maybe.
You take a toothpick.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Excuse us while I poke at this raspberry.
Just it's in there somewhere next to the... There's two in there, I know that. You got it?
I think you're fucking lying.
No, they're in there. There's a second one in there.
Oh, I feel it.
Yep.
I can't get it.
It's in there. Now you almost got it. There you go. Spirit.
Oh,
there
God, we go. I fucking nailed it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. These things have been just sitting in it.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers, bud.
And not bad.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of that.
Yeah. All right. So basically, in the final drink review, it's good. In the first
drink. Final drink review, it good.
What you do is, your first drink, you do a garnish of mint and two raspberries. You throw it in at the bottom, and then you just keep using that same glass, filling it up, and at the end, that raspberry's going to taste good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, scale of 1 out of 10, what do you say?
I'm going to go with a 7.
Yeah?
Because it's not one that I would go out of my way for.
Okay.
I think it's good. I enjoyed it. I didn't. It's not a Lex Luthor where I can only do two.
Yeah.
It's not an Ice Giant, which is like a 2.
Oh my God, that was so bad.
This one is, if it's available, I'll drink it and I'll have a good time. And it'll sneak up on you.
It definitely. It didn't sneak up. We just fucking hounded it.
Well, we watched the whole Pocahontas movie while we were while we were drinking.
I'd give it maybe a 5 out of 10. I'm apathetic towards it.
Mm.
Okay. It's not my favorite. I think it's just the Chambord that I don't like.
Yeah.
I think this might be the first time I've actually ever had it.
Yeah, me too.
And for those that you don't know, it's a blackberry or raspberry?
Raspberry. Yep.
Liqueur. So you can't really use it that often.
No. No, definitely not. But yeah, I will be using this at Christmas. When the family is going to be like, oh, what drinks do we do? We're gonna do some fool's gold. I feel like the family's gonna like some of this.
I got it.
But Also, in our final drink review, mm-hmm. I just want to tell the listeners, if you haven't seen Pocahontas in a while, go back and watch Pocahontas.
Great soundtrack.
It is Academy Award winning. But my thing with the movie is, last time I saw it was in the theaters as a kid. And it's a pretty good movie.
It is a good movie.
It is. Yeah. It's enjoyable.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
Yeah. Good old Mel Gibson as John Smith.
Oh my God. The first 10 minutes they
and
made.
You got Billy Connolly in there. You got Christian Bale. It's a good cast.
Yeah. Christian Bale as, you know, Shooter McGavin, who's just shooting everybody. Causing most of the problems. Thanks a lot, Christian Bale.
But he does have anger issues.
Very true. But yes, Pocahontas, give that a second look if you haven't done it in a couple years.
Agreed.
Very good movie.
But on that note, we bid you adieu. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week in December, where we have a couple good-themed villains.
Yes.
With the Rise of Skywalker, we're going to be focusing on Emperor Palpatine.
Can't wait, my favorite.
And then Christmas time, we got the one and only Hans Gruber.
Yes.
We'll see you next time, folks.